Welcome to Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong right here on 1100 WRNW1, the Women's Radio Network. Guys, I have an amazing guest for you today. Dr. Patrick Sullivan is the Michael Jordan of cosmetic surgery. This guy, he has so many articles published. He was recognized by the U.S. News and World Report as being in the top 1% of plastic surgeons in America. This is a really important guest, and it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Patrick Sullivan to Keep It Real. Doc, what's going on?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Casey. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. I'm honored. Thank you.
Oh, no. The honor is all mine. I am so excited to talk to you because you must make people feel awesome about themselves. Is that why you're in it?
That's why I'm in it. That is you. You hit it right on the head. It's such an incredibly gratifying thing to be able to help people be the most that they can be. And oftentimes people are held back by their appearance. They either didn't have confidence or they've lost their confidence due to aging changes. And I can bring it back. And it's such a fun thing to be able to do. I couldn't imagine anything I'd like more. I wouldn't change places with Michael Jordan or with President Obama or all these people that have wonderful jobs. I've got the best.
That's awesome, Doctor. And by the way, guys, if you got a question for Dr. Sullivan, I want you to call up 844-976-9136. I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to talk to you, but I get first dibs because this is my show, and I have a lot to ask.
That's right.
Now, Doc, tell me what a boutique plastic surgery firm is.
Well, what we do is distinguish ourselves very much from people who just do the standard facelifts, the standard nose jobs that you can spot from a block away, and you say, oh, they had a facelift, oh, they had plastic surgery or something. So this is more like a museum where there's an artist who comes up with something that really works for that particular person. And so what I like to do, Casey, is I have people bring in pictures of what they used to look like when they were in their 20s. Mm. And this is for somebody who has found that she's become invisible. That's what people tell me. I think that's just so sad that people say that. People used to notice me. Now they don't notice me on the street. They don't notice me at a party. They don't notice me at a boardroom. And they don't care what I say as much as they used to.
What a knock to the confidence. What a knock that must be.
That's what it is. So I can... I feel so fortunate that I can be a magician and make people visible again. And that's what they tell me, that I go back and they say, people now listen to what I say. And it's not fair, Casey. It doesn't make any sense. But what happens is that when people start to age, they will start to look unhappy when they're not. Mm. They'll start to look sad when they're not. They have puffy eyes. They have circles under their eyes. They start to look tired when they're not tired.
Right.
But people look at them and they misinterpret what they look like, and they don't know that inner youthful vitality. People feel so much younger on the inside than they look on the outside. I can help with that mismatch, and that's what I do with the boutique plastic surgery, is that I analyze each face very individually and what it's going to take to bring that face back. Or people come to me and say, I never liked the way I look. I didn't like my nose. I don't like this small chin. So we can start to design something that will artistically help give them the very best appearance they could possibly have.
Wow. You're like an artist. You really are.
It's exactly what I do. It's the perfect combination of art and science. And that's one of the things that is such a big problem with plastic surgery, is there are a lot of people out there that are plastic surgeons, but they're not artists. And they can operate, but they don't have the vision. And so we have people ending up looking strange, unnatural. I mean, I could start naming, you know the names, a lot of them yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want to pick on people, but they look, their patients look bad.
Right.
And the people will say, they had all the money, these were famous people, why didn't they go to the right person?
Yeah.
They just didn't know.
Yeah.
So,
and Doc, that brings me to my next question right here. My problem with plastic surgery is just what you were saying. You can, someone who doesn't have your skill, and does a job, you can see it coming a mile away, and it doesn't look natural. Like, this is a G-rated program, but we're talking about medical stuff here. For instance, breast implants.
Right.
When some plastic surgeons will do a breast implant where it just looks completely unnatural, like not the way God intended it. Do you know these surgeons? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yes, yes.
And
that's right.
And there's so much of that going on. You really got to be talented. So people must flock to you. I mean, do you have a waiting list? I mean, you must have many clients.
I actually do. I'm lucky enough to have a waiting list right now.
I knew it.
But I really like to take care of people who have certain issues that they feel that I can help them. So, like, I just opened up more time this coming Friday. We've just been slammed with patients, which is wonderful. But I opened up more time so people don't have to wait so long to get in. But I think one of the key things that you brought up is how unnatural people can look after plastic surgery. What I would just say is, Casey, if you've got a computer there, go on to drsullivan.com and go to my before and after gallery. And I have a whole list there. There's a whole section on face, a section on breast, a section on body. And so you just go under facial rejuvenation. You'll see that my patients don't look like they had surgery. Mm-hmm. The difference between before and after can be dramatic. So if you look at patient number two, for example, she not only had facial rejuvenation, she also had fat injections placed. She was a businesswoman who said, people are telling me I look tired all the time. Mm-hmm. So we took away the circles from under her eyes. We filled her lips. But notice her lips don't look like they're puffy or look like they're like she had anything done to them. They just look great. She said, I went back to work. No one knew I had surgery. I was getting these questions like, did you go on vacation? You changed your hair. And she said, yeah, I lightened my hair and I cut it. And so, so those are the kind of things that, so it looks very natural, and that's what we do.
That's so great. And I'm on your website, by the way. Again, it's drsullivan.com, and I see you got a whole range here. You got face, neck, forehead, eyelid, rhino. That's nose, right?
Yeah, rhinoplasty's nose, right?
Okay, ear reshaping. Are people unhappy with their ears? Do you get that a lot?
Oh, well, you know, the people will have these ears that really stick out and make them look a little strange. That oftentimes as kids have that more than adults. But my oldest patient was an art dealer, one of the cardiac surgeons here who deals a lot in art here at Brown University, asked me if I'd see his art dealer who's down in New York. And she came up, a lot of my patients come up from New York, Casey, and she said, I didn't want to be having these ears stick out when I'm in a nursing home through my hair as it's thinning. And so we did her ears. You know, one of the older patients. But yes, ears, especially eyelids, though. And people can go on the website, that drsullivan.com, and find things about eyelid surgery where they can see that the puffiness can be taken away. I can take away the circles. I can take away that look. And you can be in your 20s. I had one of the patients there is early 20s. She said, I can't get a job because I go in for an interview. People said, so, looks like you were partying last night. Mm. You know, or things like this. She said, people say, didn't think I get enough sleep, but she said, I inherited this from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to do it whether they're 20 or whether they're 70. You know, it's just really been gratifying.
I'm on this website, and this is incredible. Guys, you got to get on here, drsullivan.com. I'm looking at before and after, and you are like a sculptor. I mean, the difference before and after, I mean, this is incredible. Guys, you got to get on here, drsullivan.com. I'm looking at, I think it's all about some women and men I think they look fine, you know what I mean? But they're just not happy with themselves, and you have a knack here to what I think looks okay, but then you look at the after, and it's like, wow, that's what they could look like.
Right, And that's what they now do look like. Like patient number four under neck contouring, you can see that she's got that turkey neck, those bands, and then add in the jowls that she's got, and she's got this unhappy look.
That's patient four, you're saying? Because okay, I got you. Okay.
Patient four under neck
contouring. Wow.
And then you see her from the side, the jowls are gone.
Incredible.
So what do you think of the neck? The neck is nice and smooth now.
It's like a 25-year-old neck, and this is a woman that is a little older than that. And, wow, I mean, it's really night and day. She must be so happy.
Yes, and then so she's somebody in her 60s, but let's go to somebody in their 40s, patient number three.
Number three on a neck, are you saying?
Number three under neck,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I got it.
And so you can see that she's got this kind of sad look preoperatively, and you can see that chin just looks like it needs something. It's kind of dimply and things like this. It's got these indentations. So what we did is we lifted the tissue around that area. So we did the lifting part of the facelift, but then we fill this in with her own fat and stem cells. And by filling it in, look at that chin afterwards. That's all her own tissue, and we have 3.5-year follow-ups on her, showing just that little kind of nubbin chin is gone.
It's amazing.
And look at that chin in the after.
It
yeah.
is amazing. Now she's like a model now.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, this is incredible.
So that's what I'm talking about.
It's all smooth, and it's wow. Doc, hey, you're blowing my mind here. I mean, this is some really, really great work, man. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying that. You guys, get on here, drsullivan.com. Tell me that I'm crazy. This is incredible. What can you do to me? I'm ugly.
No. Well, anyway, so well, we wanted the website to be an easy one for people to remember, so just drsullivan.com, and they don't have to spell out doctor or anything like this.
Right, that's
and
good
so
point.
they can get on it easily. And then notice with her, for example, that chin is now filled out. It's on her own fat and stem cells, no chin implant or anything like this. And so now, does she look like she had surgery?
No.
No, she just looks better.
No, she looks like, you know, she's 20 years younger, you know?
Yeah.
Where did the fat come from? Where do you take it from?
Great question. We take the fat from wherever we can get it. You know, you can tell she's a very in-shape person just from her face. She's not carrying a lot of extra weight. Mm-hmm. So I get a little from the tummy, a little from the thighs, a little bit maybe from the hip area, things like this. We're usually able to find enough, you know, that these people oftentimes will have enough just to do the filling that they need in their face. Like look at patient number nine. She might
on the
look
neck,
like
you're saying? Nine?
Under neck, yes, number okay. nine. This is a woman, she's from Florida. She was so kind as to let us use her pre- and post-op pictures. But you notice, you might think that she's a hefty woman because she's got all that fat in her neck hanging down.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but that's what I was thinking.
But it turns out she's not.
I'm
she's
going
not
to the
hefty.
After.
She's...
Whoa!
Normal weight.
Wow, dude.
So the jowls are gone. Notice it looked like she was frowning. When you look at that oblique view, it looks like she's frowning. What we did is we filled in those frown lines with her own fat and stem cells, and then smoothed out that jawline, took away all that fat in her neck, and now she looks like she's in great shape, and she always was. It's just
this
that she inherited this look in her face.
Hey Vin, this is my producer. Look at this, Vin. Look, here's the before and after. Is that incredible? Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey Doc, you're doing some great work over there.
Thank you.
Do you ever? And where's your office? I know you go from Rhode Island. Do you go to Boston and New York? Do you bounce around?
I have licenses in New York, I have licenses in California and things like this, but I largely do my surgery in New England. And so people fly in, we're only 15 minutes from the airport. We have different hotels where our patients stay in town. You know, we've got Providence, Rhode Island is this incredible Renaissance city. We've got extraordinary hotels with restaurants and also Brown, the Rhode Island School of Design, a lot of great schools here. It's a fun place for people to visit, and I keep them here for a little while during their recovery period, and then they fly back home looking like they were on vacation.
Mm. Doc, this is so cool. And tell me about this. You do most of this without general anesthesia? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. 90% everybody that you're seeing here, I'm on the face rejuvenation part now.
Okay.
100% of these people were done with intravenous sedation without general anesthesia. So overall, it's over 90% of our patients are done where they come in, they don't have to get intubated, they don't have to get paralyzed, they don't have a get hooked up to a respirator. They're just sedated. So at the end of the procedure, they'll say, "Did you start yet?" It's
wow.
That kind of sedation where, but it's so comfortable. We have an MD anesthesiologist there making sure they don't hear, feel, or see, or remember anything.
That's
so they're
amazing.
Just, yeah, they're just kind of.
And there's men here too, guys. There's a whole bunch of men here that are doing the facial rejuvenation. And I got to tell you, I can appreciate good-looking people, and you have turned a couple of these are there's nothing wrong, that they're not ugly people, they're average, and then you turn them into like really, really like good-looking people.
Well, you look at patient number one on the male rejuvenation one. He had retired. He said people didn't know if I was 40 or 80. He retired because he said I couldn't. Didn't have the confidence anymore to stand up and present, give presentations. He's a vaccine developer, a global person. He's now gone out of retirement. He's back working again. He's actually in India right now. The person next to him is a doctor from Harvard University, and he had to be back in 2 weeks. You can see his double chin, things like this. And as you follow him through, you can see no scars. You can't find any incisions on this guy. And so we do that both for men and for women. We hide the incisions. So I know on the Women's Radio Network, I wasn't going to spend time talking about men. But we do a lot of surgery. The surgery on men is really growing because it's becoming much more accepted. I've operated on so many people, Casey, that you know and that everybody knows that are men that they want to extend their careers. They don't want to be in a situation where they go around the boardroom and they're giving all the attention to just the young people, thinking they're the only ones with good ideas. These are people with enormous experience who get looked over because they look sad, tired, and old. Right. That's not fair.
Right, right. And one thing that I need to ask you because a lot of my friends that are women, if they're frank with me and they're honest and they want a friend to talk to. I hear it all the time. They are not happy with their breasts. Okay. Now, what's the difference between implants and a lift? Because they always say, "I want to get this done. I want to get this done." When I think they look okay, you know what I mean? Is that a really popular surgery, and what's the difference between the two?
Good question. Now go on to my section that says breast augmentation.
Okay.
And you can see patient 1, 2, 3, 4, all those people have just had implants done. And then when you get into patient 10 and patient 11, these are people that then have had lifts done at the same time. Like you go to patient 14, you can see that she's got a lot of sagginess, she had some children, she nurse fed. You know, people get this without having children, just through the process of gravity and aging and things like this. So if you just try to put implants in, it looks like their breasts are falling off their implants. So they're not a good candidate. But you notice her breasts now have been lifted up, patient 14, and you can see that she has beautiful, beautiful breasts now.
Yeah, incredible.
Implants have been put in. Notice how those incisions aren't noticeable at all. They're nicely hidden around the nipple areolar complex.
Mm-hmm.
The big areola that she had before have now been brought into something that looks much more youthful. And so now she just has youthful, very beautiful breasts. Before she had breasts that, that she wasn't happy with. And
right.
So that, like patient, then you have people like patient 10. Look at how different her breasts are side to side. So we did a big lift on the right side. And
oh,
on the
I
left
see. One's kind of bigger than the other to start with, right?
Yeah, one is big and it's kind of sagging down, whereas the other. So we brought that one up, and we augmented both of them to try to have them be a more normal size. So what we're doing is we're putting different size implants in each breast to try to get the breast to be as symmetric as possible, and then then lifting them up so they're in the best possible position, so it looks very much like they should have been in the first place.
Yeah, natural. This is incredible. I could talk to you for days, but it went so quick. We're running out of time here. But guys, Dr. Patrick Sullivan, you can get on that website at drsullivan.com, and that's the best way to contact you, right?
That's a very good way. We also have a telephone number, which you can find on the website. That's 401-831-8300. That's another great way. But because we love to talk with people. So I do a lot of consultations on the internet where I Skype with people. You know, they send me pictures. I get on the phone with them. Whatever works. But computers have really helped us out a lot. So I do this for people all over the world.
This is great. Dr. Patrick Sullivan, I got to say that I am so impressed with your work, with everything that you show me. I was on the website as we were talking and, looking at it, the ones that you told me to, and it's really incredible. You do amazing work. That's why you are in the top 1% of plastic surgeons in America. What a talent. Dr. Sullivan, wow. Hey, my hat's off to you, kid.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I would encourage people to go on websites, look to see if they think the people's results are good, you know, and artistically done afterwards. And that's a good way to find a good surgeon. That's what we want everybody to be able to do, Casey.
Perfect. Hey, Dr. Sullivan, thank you so much for being on here with me. I could talk to you for days, but I got to let you go now. Thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you again in the future.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Hey, stay tuned for more Keeping It Real with Casey Armstrong on the station where today's women live. It's the Women's Radio Network, 1100 WRNW1.